it is your show, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it is Ian here with you.
And Gerhard.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. So enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Want to welcome a new radio station to our lineup of wonderful affiliates. It's WIMS AM 1420, operating in Michigan City, Indiana. Sort of almost the Illinois, very close to Chicago. Apparently, they got lots of listeners. I was on their morning show this morning, and Rick, the general manager, was bragging about how many listeners they have. So inevitably, I'm sure we'll hear from somebody
Great.
In Michigan City tonight. You're
Way
welcome
to go, guys.
This is going to be a show that you probably have never heard anything quite like before.
Yeah, I suspect that, we have political opinions that are different than what's out there. We aren't Air America liberal Democrats, and we aren't Rush Limbaugh Republicans.
But it's also not a political show, necessarily. I happen to consider myself fairly apolitical. I have quite a distaste towards politics. I don't like it at all, and I wish it would just go away tomorrow, but unfortunately it's not, and so therefore
more philosophical in a way.
Yeah.
It's an issues-oriented show, largely. But
sure, and those issues can be anything, from political issues to personal problems or whatever.
Politicians talk about issues, and we talk about the issues, and we talk about the politicians and their influence on the issues. So, I mean, a lot of people would call it political talk, but you're not going to hear a bunch of name-dropping here.
We don't. Yeah, because when you say we talk about the politicians, I don't think we really talk about the politicians.
We talk about them in policy, general. You talk about events, you talk about what really matters to people in their lives for their freedom, their individual liberty.
Right. Well, and to that end, there is one politician that we do tend to talk about these days, and that's Ron Paul. So inevitably, you'll be hearing a few things about him as you continue to tune into the program. And this goes to anybody tuning in for the first time here tonight. Eventually, we're probably going to offend you. I mean, that's, we could start out, we can pick any old topic, and you might agree with us, and there's a good chance you will, but eventually we will get to something that just really tees you off, mm-hmm. In which case, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and tell us how we're wrong at 800-259-9231.
And
we've been wrong before.
As offensive as it is, you'll find out that we're pretty darn consistent on this show. We don't slip to one side of an issue and the other side like the conservatives and Democrats do. They flip-flop.
Well, there are no marching orders here. There's no
right. There's no talking points.
There's no political party allegiance or anything like that. None of us are members, I don't think, of any political party,
no.
As a matter of fact.
No. I am a card-carrying member of the, or a dues-paid member of the Republican Liberty Caucus.
But that doesn't mean you're a member of the party.
No, I'm an undeclared voter status in New Hampshire.
Well, there's different things, Mark. You can be a registered Republican,
mm-hmm.
And you're not. Or you can be the next step, which is a actual party member, where you pay dues or whatever, and you've signed on, you've gone to meetings, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. And
I have to say, in that context, I am a dues-paying member of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party.
Are you really?
Yes, indeed.
Does the New Hampshire Libertarian Party even exist?
Yeah, it does, but they can't get ballot status because if the Republicans have stacked it against them. They had a gubernatorial candidate a number of years ago who did very, very well, and the next year the Republicans moved to increase the number of votes that you had to have gotten in the prior election in order to get on the ballot for the general election.
Mm.
What a surprise, because they're always worried that the Republican Party will have votes siphoned off to disenfranchise people who will go out to the Libertarian Party, which really
right.
does hold to its principles.
Well, it did.
Yeah. Yes.
Once upon a time, it did.
Yes.
I used to be heavily involved in the Libertarian Party, and one of the reasons why I no longer am is simply because they got away from their principles.
Yeah.
But we all we like the idea of principle on this show, and of course you'll hear more about that as time goes on.
And we don't agree about on everything either.
No, we'll definitely get into some little tissies on air as well. But we love to hear from you. The show is called Free Talk Live because you're encouraged to participate. Pick up the phones at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tell us what you think. You know, if there's something that's just been grating at you, something that you've just got to get off your chest, an issue you want to talk about, but you know you don't feel comfortable talking to your coworkers, or you just, for whatever reason, you don't want to talk to your family about it. Here we are, okay?
You got an axe to grind? You got an agenda to push?
Use us, okay? 800-259-9231. And to start things out here tonight, give you a little taste for the attitude of the show. It tends to be a little cynical, a little jaded, especially towards a lot of institutions that people take for granted, like the police. From New York, the Associated Press reporting, be careful what you pick up in the subway. It could lead to your arrest.
People pick up things in a subway?
Strap hanger Carlos Alayo said he learned that lesson when he picked up what he thought was a derelict wallet laying on a subway platform bench. He said he intended to find its owner and return it. But as he went to get on the G train, he said he was stopped by the police. The 32-year-old had been ensnared in Operation Lucky Bag, an initiative from the New York City Police Department to lay decoys, shopping bags, purses, backpacks, or wallets around the subway system under the watchful gaze of officers who wait to see what passersby will do. The decoys often contain real credit cards issued under pseudonyms to the police department. Theft of a credit card is grand larceny, a felony that could lead to jail time. Police said that Operation Lucky Bag led to 101 arrests last year.
101 arrests?
Now, I presume that means that they were waiting until the person actually went and tried to use the charge card some way, you know, at some location, therefore actually engaging in some sort of fraudulent activity.
That's an assumption that you're making.
It doesn't sound like this man did, right?
Well, no, it didn't. And we'll find out that he wasn't arrested, which is weird, because if they were going to wait until someone uses the charge card, why would they approach the guy in advance of his opportunity to go out and steal?
Right.
So anyway, they arrested 101 people last year. Those individuals had a combined total of 761 prior arrests, according to spokesbureaucrat Paul Brown. He said a person who takes or finds property which is lost or mislaid. Now, I love this. This is fascinating to me. If you take property lost or mislaid, you have a legal obligation to make efforts to return the property to its owner. So forget about finders keepers. Apparently, by picking up someone else's property, now you have an obligation to return it to them.
Wow, that would be an interesting principle to apply to police once they confiscate people's property after bad drug arrests.
Well, you know, the real world rules don't apply to the police. They have their own set of rules that they have to abide by.
I think that people should return wallets if they find them, and I think that's the right thing to do. What would bother me is if there's some prescribed method that you have to go about it. If, for instance, they want you to return the wallet to the subway kiosk or whatever, if that's the rule, then that's not really fair, because I wouldn't give the wallet to
some
bureaucrat in kiosk somewhere and just have the reasonable, feel like it's a reasonable expectation that this thing is going to show up where it belongs.
Yeah, how trustworthy are they?
I would try to find the person myself.
Oh, what do you mean? They're
union members.
Of course you can trust them.
I did once. It's been a couple of years ago, but I found some guy's wallet, and his number was in it or something like that. I called him. I told him I had his wallet. I met him at a Starbucks and gave it back to him. He bought me a coffee. It was very nice of him.
So I agree with you, Mark, that if you find something that another person has lost and you can identify who the person is, then certainly the right thing to do is to give it back to that person. What I disagree with is the idea that one has some sort of legal obligation simply by picking up a piece of lost property to go out and find the owner, especially in the case that you can't find the owner. I mean, these guys are laying shopping bags.
Right. A shopping bag doesn't make any sense to me at all. How are you going to find the owner of a shopping bag?
You can't.
See, this is
point.
What they're turning this into is a legal obligation to give the stuff to the subway clerk. And I don't feel like that is an obligation at all.
The term legal obligation, I don't really know what it means. I'm not a lawyer. But I know what the word obligation means. And that means that there has to be some sort of an agreement. You know, in order to be obligated to do something, you have to have agreed to do that. And
that's the way we look at it, because we believe in freedom and individual choice.
Right. But I never agreed to return the shopping bag that I picked up in the subway. When I bought the ticket, was there something there that said that I agreed to, you know, hereby pick up and return any lost property that I find? I don't think so.
I wouldn't feel bad if somebody got in some kind of legal trouble for not returning a wallet that they found with money in it. But I don't know how the police would enforce that.
More on the way here. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts and whatever you want to talk about. This is Free Talk Live. Attention. This is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your dents disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark, 1-800-259-9231, again, that SACL CAI toll-free line. So join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features there we give away, including the archive. So if you're one of our newer listeners there, listening on WIMS AM 1420 in Michigan, in the Michigan City area, you've missed a whole bunch of shows. And we've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website, for your downloading convenience. So head over there, freetalklive.com. Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk. Now, there's another angle to this story that I wanted to talk about before we move on. This AP story out of New York City that the NYPD apparently is spending time dropping things around the subway. Shopping bags, purses, backpacks, or wallets. In many cases, these decoys, it says they often contain. So that tells me that they don't always contain these things. They often contain real credit cards issued under pseudonyms to the police department. So what they're trying to do is to get criminal types to pick up these missing bags, that sort of thing, these bags just sitting there, or wallets, pick them up and then take them somewhere and try to use the credit card. Well, that's what we think they're trying to do, because the guy that they used for the article here, Carlos Alayo, picked up one of these wallets laying on a platform bench. He then attempted to board one of the trains when police stopped him. Now, it doesn't really go into details of what, as far as what they told this man, but we do know that he was not arrested or charged. So perhaps they were just doing it as one of those customer service things. We're just trying to do outreach to let everybody know to be a good Samaritan, return this to the, you know, the subway lost and found department or something like that. That's what I'm extrapolating from this situation. But my question here is there anyone who really thinks that this is something the police should be spending their time on?
Yeah, that immediately pops into your mind. And in my mind, the next step in the process is, well, okay, maybe I should take myself and put it in the situation, put it in the mind of one of those people in the subway system where they're worried about people pilfering and stealing and things like that. So by having the cops do this, does that tell the bad guys out there, don't do it at any time because the cops are out there to try to sting you on this. They're trying to get you. So it will reduce the amount of times that this happens, the propensity for it happening, the possibility of happening, will decrease. Frankly, I think that's highly unlikely.
Yeah, it's absurd. Yeah. The real professionals, as far as stealing private information and that sort of thing, they've got a little bit more, professional way to get their hands on that info. For instance, pickpockets. You know, it'd be a lot easier to actually pick a wallet out of someone's pocket, then you'll know. And because if the bad guys read an article like this and they start hearing rumors that the cops are setting them up, basically, then they'll remember that, well, I don't want to pick up a wallet that's just laying on a bench. I'll just pick it out of somebody's back pocket. Therefore, I know it's an actual person, and I'm much, much less likely going to be set up in that particular case.
I don't think they're trying to get the professionals here. I think they're trying to get the what they call honest thieves, the people that would be, you know, borderline, the people that would never, ever take money out of somebody's, take a wallet out of somebody's back pocket. But
they would run a credit card charge on someone else's
card? You know, they. Yeah,
okay.
I really do think that there's people on the border there. It's my opinion that you don't want to test whether or not people are thieves, because I think that most people are thieves given the right circumstances. I think that they'll take something that's not theirs given the right circumstances. I won't steal $10 from you, but don't try me with $10 million.
This is an interesting situation of applying your mind to try to consider how they best utilize their time. And if we are going to believe that, if people believe that there is a legitimate function for government to try to protect people and their property from encroachments by others, by threats, for stealing, things like that, then we say, okay, then the government is given this power, which I don't accept. But those people who do believe in the state protecting people from others, they will say, okay, then there is a legitimate consideration that maybe this is a way to try to fight crime. I don't know. Are there other things that they could do that would take precedent that might fight crime better?
Perhaps. I think so. Perhaps. I mean, absolutely. So, there are real crimes that happen in subways, muggings and beatings and that sort of thing. And as you say, Mark, they're really only able to target the sort of non-criminal thieves, right? The ones that are, oh, look, there's a wallet, I'll take that. But they wouldn't actually go through any more steps than just picking something up that was on the ground. These are the least, I mean, as far as on the scale of criminals, these are the ones you don't really have to be concerned about.
But here's my problem is that the way that it causes people to interact interact with the police. My problem is that they put a wallet down there, and this gentleman picked it up, claiming that he intended to return it to its owner, and I have no reason to believe otherwise.
He was never given the opportunity to prove what he was going
and
to do.
And then the police walk up to him and take the wallet back, you know, and claim and tell him to be a good little Samaritan or whatever. I don't. Look, I'm not looking for that from my public servants. I'm not paying them to do that. I'm not paying them to do outreach with fake wallets. Now, if they want to do stings and put credit cards out there, and then if somebody uses a credit card that doesn't have their name on it, as far as I'm concerned, they've committed fraud.
Right, that's a real crime.
That's a crime.
Right.
But if they're bothering people by putting these wallets out there and the people aren't doing what they want them to do with it, this isn't some kind of weird treasure hunt that they get to play, and they don't get to play God. I am not going to take that wallet back to the subway kiosk. I'm going to contact that person, and I'm going to try to get that wallet to them, whether I send it to them in the mail or what.
Well, I think another essential question here is, has a crime been committed? And that question is no, certainly not. No one has had his property taken. The police set it up, and this goes towards other types of stings. How do we what sort of consideration do we give to other kinds of stings? Be they for prostitution, which is something that I believe should be legal, whether it be for other things that we find morally reprehensible, like child prostitution or something like that, or child pornography. If you have these people who are online posing as kids, but no actual child is directly harmed, has there been a crime that has taken place? There is certainly intent.
Right, it's a thought crime.
Well, yeah, and that's a very tricky thing to think about when you're talking about government protection services.
You know,
that's why I think it should be private.
Since you bring that up as an aside, a few days ago on the show, we were talking about this. There's this new piece of legislation that the House apparently passed. It's now going to the Senate. And it has to do with the Internet and child pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what they're trying to do is expand the definition of child pornography to include pictures and paintings, you know, computer graphics, basically, that don't actually have anything to do with actually harming a real child.
That's an excellent
total
point.
Thought crime.
You know, they tried this once before, and it was struck down by the Supreme Court. The Children's Internet there were two different bills, the Children's Internet Protection Act and the Children's Pornography Protection Act. And one of them would have had made it a federal crime to traffic in virtual images of child sex, anything like that, which, of course, there is no victim. The whole point behind the legislation on a federal level is because it's cross-state border. If you've got a kid involved, a real kid, it's cross-state border crime. And that is something the federal government can get involved with constitutionally.
This is true. 800-259-9231. Mark, I know you were trying to break in there. We'll get back to you. And your calls as well. 800-259-9231. And the New York Civil Liberties Union is saying that this new decoy tactic in the subways could actually deter people from being good Samaritans. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lajos with today's Car Clinic Minute. All for One may be about musketeers, but if musketeers or mouseketeers or engineers travel together on the ground, I'll tell you about their One for All when I come back.
I'm Bobby Lajos, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG. The Three Musketeers may have been all for one, but the mighty bus, a multi-country engineering feat, is the one for all. Short for omnibus, which means for all in Latin, the first bus appeared in Paris in 1662. This eight-seater was horse-drawn, and not until 1831 would steam-driven buses putter around the streets of London. Speaking of which, the first famous double-decker appeared in 1847 and offered half fares to those who climbed onto the open-air second deck. Honors for the first gas-driven motor bus go to Germany in 1895. But today, the omnibus is omnipresent, providing rides for all over the world. I'm Bobby Lodger. Like us, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Gard. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away. So enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
800-259-9231. Now, again, we get some newer listeners on board tonight with us in Michigan City, Indiana. Want to once again welcome them on and explain that this really is the show about anything. So we've been talking for the first half hour of the show about the police and putting down wallets as decoys and that sort of thing. But we're going to go to the phones now and talk to someone that doesn't want to even talk about that. Because, again, you can completely bring up anything you want anytime. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark.
Yeah, hi, hon. I heard you talking earlier about, you know, World War II, and you
were
talking about, you know, why this happened over there with Ferdinand. See, he was the heir to David, and God told David that none of his sons shall ever be taken off their throne.
Are you talking about King David?
Yeah.
And so Ferdinand.
He was ascended to the throne. Okay. And it says right here, before biblically narrating the world wars, a brief outline of how World War I started is necessary. It started in 1914 and saw the Serbian assassination of the Archduke Francis Ferdinand.
All right, what's your point, Paula?
The Holocaust, the reason the Holocaust happened is because the Jews and the Soviets got involved, and they were involved with taking him off the throne. And so this is why the Holocaust happened.
God wiped out the Jews and the Soviets for trying to take Archduke Ferdinand off the throne?
Okay, it says, I took responsibility deposing the Wittelbach dynasty in Bavaria, offering an explanation for Hosea 5:10. This is all in the Bible.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable and dirty.
Condemnation of the princes of Judah, which see all of David's sons are the princes of Judah.
No, are you reading Bible quotes again?
No,
this is coming out of my book from the House of David, my family book on the House of David. Okay.
Is that like your little personal Bible?
No, this is the book on our family and our whole genealogy and everything.
So who's is the descendant of Ferdinand that's on the throne now?
He was a descendant of David. He's one of David's
sons.
I'm just wondering, who is
descendants of David that are on the throne now? I mean,
your president for one.
Okay.
Okay. Now the rest.
He's not
of the
my
country,
president.
They,
he's not on the throne.
They had lost their rule because they had all been taken off their throne. Matter of fact, World War II, the same thing happened again.
What
happened? And this was a battle of Gad or the tribes of Judah, which are the children of Jacob.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me? Well, hold on. Let me see if I've got you straight here, because you've just delivered a whole lot of information in like less than a minute. Are you saying that Hitler was putting Jewish people in gas chambers because he had some issue with the Archduke Ferdinand?
Let me explain. I just tried to tell you about this, okay?
You are not paying
attention. This was in the Bible that the Jewish Holocaust happened because of what happened to the line of Judah.
You're telling me that the Holocaust is in the Bible? Man,
yes.
That book's got it all, doesn't it, Mark? It's just amazing.
It's in Hosea 5:10.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, hold on. Now, wait a minute. Now, this is all very fascinating, all this history. But you've called in before, Paula, to say that the Bible is like this predictive sort of a book, sort of like Nostradamus.
Yes, it is.
He's full of this, you know, full of it, too.
As a matter of fact, he said our war.
So here's my question, Paula.
Uh-huh.
What's the next prediction? What is coming next? Since you know the Bible so well.
Okay, let me tell you. Friday night, one of the things happened that was in Jeremiah 34:10.
No.
Wait a minute, let me explain what's happening, okay?
All right.
Let me explain. Is what's happening is that, see, we are the true house of Israel, okay?
Who's we?
All of our presidents have been from the house of David except for four. But anyway, the thing is that the Jews have been trying to take down the house of David and Israel from the very beginning. And the thing is, this is what's happening. And now, Friday night, it came across here from Europe. Everybody has washed their hands of us. They said, we're a menace to world peace. And so this is exactly what Jeremiah 30:14 said this was going to happen.
All right, so what
states
is going to be a menace to world peace?
Yeah, they say we're a menace to world peace.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're right. They would be right about that. I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah.
If any country's a menace to the peace of the world, it certainly is America. You're right on that stand.
Well,
but
right,
what's next, Paula? What is the next thing that's going to happen?
Because of our corruption. This is what's happening.
But
he's punishing us.
Ian is still waiting for a response to Paula.
Do you know what's going to happen next?
Now we're supposed to go back to Israel.
It's really easy to look at some
book.
Look
in the Bible, it'll tell you.
No, read
Jeremiah 30. It has all about 9/11.
Mark, you've read it plenty of times, and that's enough.
I didn't get anything about 9/11 out of it.
Read Jeremiah 30 from the very beginning.
I just
want to
know one thing. Will the chapter you're talking about, Jeremiah, whatever?
Jeremiah 30.
Will it tell me what's coming next?
Yes, it's telling us that the next we are to go back to Israel.
Who's
away?
Living in New Hampshire.
Well, I've already been to Israel. We are the true Israelites, and we're supposed to go back there.
I'm an Israelite? Wait a minute. How big is Israel? I mean, I understand.
I know. That's what's really got me. I mean, all these countries, America, Britain, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, France, all the Nordic countries and Spain were all one family.
Am I going to have to go and steal Jesus' credit card in order to get a flight to Israel? Because I don't know if I can afford it. That sounds expensive.
Well, anyway, God says he's going to bless us and all that.
How will that work?
Huh?
How will I get from here to Israel, Paula?
I don't know.
I'm an atheist, too. Does that mean I won't get included? They're going
to
exclude me, aren't they?
Okay, now listen to what he says, okay, in verse 18.
No,
he says,
please.
But says the Lord, when
I
bring you
it.
Home
Paula, if
again,
you keep doing it, I'm going to drop the call. You don't want to get
I'm
dropped,
trying
do you?
To tell you what's going to happen.
Now, wait, what I need to understand is what to do as an atheist here. You're telling me everyone's going to go back to Israel. They're going to leave me all alone here in New Hampshire. What's going to happen to me, Paula?
Like
that's
Will Smith and I am
know.
Legend.
All
right?
I know is that we're supposed to go back home, okay? And it's right here in verse 18 if you'll read it.
There you go. If you go to the Middle East, go to Israel because it beats the hell out of all the rest of those countries over there.
Let me read you this and you'll
maybe
understand.
Some other time. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
She is awesome. I love her calls.
I have no idea what she was talking about.
Oh, we got to put like a best of CD out. That was right.
That is good stuff. Oh, my. You know, people always want us to do some sort of best of thing, and I could never... I don't know what the best segments of Free Talk Live are. I mean, I take some and I turn them into promos, like these little clips for our radio stations, but it would be a nightmare for me to have to go back through all the archives and, okay, this was the best show, and this was the best show.
That would definitely be the job for somebody who was paid to do it, not for somebody like you who's totally emotionally invested in the show.
Yeah, right.
To you, I can see it would be very difficult, but if you paid somebody to put together a best of show, they could do it.
Oh, I've always encouraged the listeners that have suggested, hey, why don't you guys get the best of CD and sell it. I said, well, why don't you go and put your own best of CD together? Because what
and
you
give
think
to us, we'll give you half.
Well, what you think is the best of Free Talk Live may be different from what somebody the next else. Person thinks is the best of Free Talk Live. Yeah. So there would never be any way to appease everyone in that fashion. So I think that maybe everybody that wants a best of CD should just make their own and then go put it up on the Free Talk Live wiki for anybody to download. Mm. That'd probably be the best.
I think Paula will appear many times.
I don't know.
that's got to go in right there.
She's hitting this, though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good point.
All right. 800-259-9231. A little bit more in regards to the police. This one's from the United Kingdom, the Tuesday Metro reporting. When a police car swerved off the road and ran over Daniel Horn's foot, he thought he was owed an apology.
Ouch.
But if you know anything about the police, they don't like to apologize for mistakes. Instead, though, the police went one further.
Arrested him?
No. He was landed with an 80-pound fine for denting the police car. Mr. Horn, who's 28, said he was speechless when the police officer who had been at the wheel wrote in the fine notice, "You ran into the near side front wing of a marked police vehicle, causing a dent." He said, "I was in agony with my foot broken in bits, and I ended up being fined for my body damaging the police car." The businessman was on his way home from a night out with friends when he was rammed from behind, knocked over, and had his foot crushed under the wheels of a patrol car. The group had pulled over when their own car had a flat tire, leaving the vehicle with hazard warning lights flashing to walk to the nearest village to find help. But a passerby thought they were dumping the car and called the police. Mr. Horn said, "I was just walking along the pavement and heard the police car siren coming behind us. The next thing I knew was that the police car came onto the pavement to stop us. It hit my right leg, and I fell over with my foot being crushed under the front wheel." Mr. Horn said the police soon accepted they'd done nothing wrong, and he was driven to the hospital after the accident in South Wales.
With a ticket.
Yeah, with a ticket for 80 pounds.
80 pounds.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com. For the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearonOnline.com. That's HearonOnline.com. HearonOnline.com. That's HearonOnline.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The sacral CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the features for free. So enjoy those. If you like the show, then go and adorn yourself with all kinds of Free Talk Live gear. Just head over to store.freetalklive.com. And you'll see we have all kinds of great things there for you, including T-shirts and hoodies and hats and even DVD classic archive collector sets. Now, you know we have the last year's worth of the show on the front page of the website, and we give those away for free. But if you really want to go back, I'm talking 5 years back to the very beginning of Free Talk Live, we have seasons 1 and 2 in their entirety available at the Free Talk Live store, and the price is right.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're MP3, very high-quality MP3s, higher quality than we ever put online for download. So the highest quality archives you can get of Free Talk Live on DVD collector sets. So head over to store.freetalklive.com. You can order that. And do you have more debt than you can pay? You don't have to file bankruptcy. You can pay pennies on the dollar, and your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's a 100% legal, 100% ethical program that will show you how to get out of debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. That's outin90.com. We go to Brian, listening in Michigan City, the very first caller ever from WIMS land. Hey, Brian, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? First time listener, first time caller.
Excellent. Right. What's on your mind tonight?
Great to welcome to Michigan City, Indiana. It's good. We need some more good talk radio in the area.
It's a pleasure to be there, sir. What's on your mind?
Listen, I was wondering if you ever found anything about the Reverend Al Sharpton, how today he came out in Chicago and said that he is going against the Chicago bid for the Olympics because of police brutality and outstanding police brutality cases against the African-American. Certain African-American people in the area.
Al has gone from New York City to Jesse Jackson's hometown.
Yes.
There's going to be a turf war. These two guys are going to whip out knives on each other.
When is this guy's 15 minutes of fame going to be up? That's what I want to know.
He keeps on doing it. He's going to talk show now, a radio talk show now, too.
And the media just is cool. I mean, they throw it out there, like, every little thing that he does. I mean, Chicago's working really hard to get those Olympics, and it's going to be hard enough for them to get it, you know. And
well, do you think there's any validity to his claim?
And having him come out and say this, where it could, you know, like a construction business or something like that, and have him negatively, be against having a major construction type situation come to town. I'd be really ticked off.
If his point of objection is police brutality against black people,
Why is he focusing only on that? I mean, the police are brutal against whites and Hispanics, too.
Exactly.
And in any city in this country, if you want police brutality, you don't have to go to just Chicago. Go to any metro in America, and you'll find that in America. So the objection that he's proffering is pretty absurd. Well,
Al's an expert at finding the limelight and running into it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, he's
all about being on in front of a camera. Whatever. Well, I mean, even today, they were talking with somebody else from the NAACP or something, and he was right there, standing right behind him, looking at the camera.
I think there's a factor there, Mark, but I think also there's a certain, you know, when you're doing news and you're putting together these shows like on Fox and MSN and all those, and you're looking for a guest, then there's certain go-to people that you have, right? And so he's managed to position himself as one of those people.
I'm a black expert.
I don't know. It's like... Like, I've got this list behind the scenes here at Free Talk Live that's just loaded with program directors from radio stations across the country. And if I want to get the word out, I just send it out to them. And inevitably, somebody's going to respond, or I'm going to get a little bit of attention as a result of that. So he's probably got a similar press release list that he's sort of built over all these years of all his media contacts. He just sends out a press release talking about how he's upset and, you know, he's outraged at whatever fill in the blank. And inevitably, someone's going to call him back.
Actually, another question I have. Who made him the spokesperson of the minorities of Chicago, Illinois? You know, who made him the spokesperson to say that, well, we're going to boycott the Olympics, you know?
Yeah, really.
You know, that'd be like saying...
Because we all know that Jesse Jackson is the spokesperson for the minorities in Chicago, Illinois.
Give him a right, too. You know?
passing out the cheeseburgers to the homeless people back in the 80s that they all threw in the garbage.
He's particularly good as a spokesman for the Jewish minorities, too.
I think it'd be very interesting and instructive to actually have a poll done of black Americans, maybe urban black Americans, and ask them, is Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton your spokesperson? I guarantee it's probably 9 out of 10 people would say, no way in hell. Who the hell?
Yeah.
Who are they?
And I think you can probably rest assured, pretty much every time that Al gets a lot of news, that Rush Limbaugh comes out after him and makes him look like a boob. And I think that this will probably be good for Chicago's bid.
Well, look at how good it worked for Don Imus. Like getting him, he was going to run Don Imus out of radio.
That was the
well,
best
please,
publicity.
You'll never get Don Imus out of radio.
Right, well, that was the best publicity Don Imus could have possibly had. I mean,
right.
As far as he had not gotten that much press since what? He kicked the crack habit or whatever?
Yeah, right. Before he got off cocaine, right.
Right. I thought the guy was dead. I mean, when I see pictures of Don Imus, I really am. I was almost convinced it's actually a corpse, like the Crypt Keeper or something, doing a radio.
Like, yeah, party a weekend at Bernie's. They just put something in there. That's great.
Brian, it's good hearing from you, man. I'm sure
you'll
hear from you again.
Thanks, guys.
You
did a great
night,
work.
800-259-9231.
Oh, he'll be singing a different tune sooner or later.
Yeah. We haven't offended him yet. Let's see. We've already kind of trashed on the cops tonight. And we didn't really go too nicely with Paula with her Bible
stuff. I do
think
it was predicted in the Bible that you guys would do that. So
yeah.
That's
what trash on Paula?
I think Isaiah predicted it.
Yeah, okay. Hey, well, then that's all right.
There you go.
800-259-9231. We continue. This one is Puke in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hey, Puke.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind, sir?
I wanted to comment. This is mainly for Gardner since he's in published author. I wanted to talk about the electronic reading devices that have been coming out recently.
Yeah.
Are you guys familiar with electronic ink at all?
Oh, tell me more about that. I don't know if I know much about that.
Well, I think 2 years ago, a few companies have brought them out, but e-ink is essentially a technology that is sort of like an LCD screen, but even in bright sunlight, it looks like paper, but it changes electronically.
Nice.
So it's really good for making... an electronic book, and Sony came out with one a couple years ago, and then Amazon released one last month.
Yeah, I've seen the news items on the Amazon one, but I don't know much about it.
Exactly.
$400. Deal. It's very expensive.
Yeah, I think it's really cool, the idea anyway, but like as an author, Mr. Goldsmith, would you consider, like, do you have any say in whether or not your book could be digitally available on the Kindle reader, or...
Well, I think it would be, this is sort of akin to the idea that you could have music out there that could be shifted around very easily, very liquid sort of format. I have really nothing against it. I oppose the concept of copyright protection. I don't believe that you can have copyright protection in a free society. So on principle, I think that my book should be sold, and if somebody buys it, we should make some sort of prior arrangement regarding whether or not it can be disseminated by that other individual over and over again or not. And I think the electronic readers, I've always looked forward to those. I saw some number of years ago, and I thought, boy, this would be the future of publishing. This would be, it'd be wonderful. You could carry, you know, 100 books in one little cube. It would be fantastic. And you could have expanded books with commentary from the authors and videos and all sorts of things attached to it. That would be great, and so on. So that's definitely where it's going to go. The question,
you think
is,
so? Because I'm not sure that I agree.
Well, that's the thing. I should say, and Mark brings up that my skeptical side says, how many people are willing to shell out this amount of money and then try to go online? It allows you to bring so much more with you, but I don't know whether or not people are really willing to completely give up the paper thing that they can hold in their hands.
Now, there was a time when I needed several books to carry. You know, when I was in high school and college, I needed to carry lots of books with me. But now, if I bring one book, it's because I want to read it on an airplane. Mm-hmm. That book's going to cost me, if I buy it new, going to cost me maybe $20. If I get it in paperback, maybe $8. If I get it at the used bookstore, maybe 50 cents. There's a lot of books involved in this this electronic reader at the $400 level. I assume it comes loaded with at least some books, probably not ones that I want to read, but
right.
I just don't think it just doesn't sound like something
that's,
I'm interested
that's
in.
The problem at this point is that their selection is proprietary. Like Sony, you have to use their little iTunes like store, and Amazon, you got to use their selection.
Yeah.
And like their book selection isn't that great, because you know I like science fiction that's not terribly popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like on the top 10 reading lists or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's sort of like MP3s maybe back in 99 or something, that maybe in another 10 years or less, you know, we could have sort of like an open source MP3s where maybe Amazon, you could buy the real book and then you could also buy an MP3. But, yeah, my problem is the DRM and how they just sort of lock it off.
Well, maybe what we'll see happen, Puke, is we'll see some sort of open source movement, some reader that works off of Linux and was open source programmed, and who knows, maybe people will just start scanning in books. I mean, you never know what the marketplace is going to do with these technologies, and thank you for the call. It's very interesting. And we'll certainly be watching it as it continues to develop, because you're right, it did sort of come out a few years back, but nothing really happened to it, but now that Amazon's pushing a device, and I know it's sold out from what I've heard, it's back-ordered, so people are definitely interested in this. It's just a matter of making it happen. I think it will over time.
I think you're right, partner.
Hour 2's coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Help!